The following podcast has some adult language and content. Proceed with caution. Hi, my name is Randy, and I'll be your host for my 44th podcast. Who would have thunk it? But today we have a guest co-host, and his name is CJ, and we'll be scanning issues ups and downs, so put your listening ears on, and I'd like to welcome you, and especially you to the program today.
Wait, what about me?
Did I miss something?
I don't know. Did
you have some radio experience?
No, none. I just saw the mic here and thought I'd sit down. And
I don't have any radio experience besides this. But I do have a stand-up comedy background, a little as it was. Way back when I dissipated youth. But welcome to all the fun festivities and frivolity that my regular listener comes to love.
Yeah.
They'll put a note down after that. Why don't I do that for while we're tinkering around with the format a little bit? It's time to get this podcast party started, so we're going to start out here with a news story that's kind of the guy goes a little overboard, but he supposedly pulls a gun on 6 kids for damaging Donald Trump signs, police say. But the suspect admitted that he had no real proof that they destroyed the sign. There's a smart one. Are these trumped up charges? Bing. Yeah, that's the way the story goes. It's out of the Huffington Post. A Michigan man has been charged with 7 felonies after he allegedly held 6 kids at gunpoint, believing they would damage a Donald Trump campaign sign in his yard, the Southgate News Herald reported. Michael Robert Kubik reportedly called the police on October 29th to report that the group of teens had hit his Trump for President lawn sign. When the officers arrived, Kubik wasn't home, but they heard a lot of yelling on the corner and went to see what was causing the commotion, the Herald reported. They found Kubik yelling and cursing at a group of adolescents aged 12 to 14 who were sitting on some grass in front of a house, police said. And he accused them of damaging his Trump sign, but admitted that he hadn't seen any of them actually do it and didn't have security cameras that could prove who destroyed the sign.
You know, maybe it would have helped if they would have had Halloween candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Kubik accused the use of damaging his Trump sign, but admitted that he hadn't seen any of them actually do it. It seems like I deja vu read that before. But police say there's no proof that the kids were involved. Officers sent Kubik home while they questioned the kids who had reportedly told him they didn't touch his sign. He didn't believe them, they said. Then they allegedly that he pointed a gun at them while his mother called police. When the officers questioned Kubik about this, he showed them an unloaded Sig Sauer 9mm P938, according to the Detroit Free Press. He said it was unloaded and still in the holster then when pulled from his waist. Kubik told police he felt threatened by the juveniles because he was outnumbered and stated that his intention was to scare the juveniles, a news release issued by the department stated. He said that he had that his house had been egged and the political signs in front of it had been destroyed a week earlier, according to Ross' story. Kubik was arraigned on Tuesday. He was charged with 6 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon and 1 count of felony firearm possession. His next court date is probable cause hearing scheduled for December 5th. Yeah. That's when you know you're a devoted Trump fan.
Yeah, but if he's a felon, what's he doing with a gun in the first place?
Exactly. Probably bought it at a gun show. Some of those gun shows kind of lax in finding out information on them.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just it's kind of a weird story. I mean, kind of dumb thing to pull a gun out on him over a sign.
Yeah. At one time, I owned a 25 automatic Ruger, and went to one of the underground gun shooting place in the cities. I had a 25 automatic with just a little tongue and groove deal on the pistol for sights or whatever. Here I was blasting away on that number, and I was actually hitting the paper target, and people were like staring at me, and I don't think they appreciated that, but it was funny anyway. Well, I'm not going to rob your house. You got that much control over a 25 automatic. Fond memories. This mic setup sucks. But I have to use it right at the moment. The Blue Yeti is versatile, but I wish they would send some. Send a mic set to a boom operating thing where I can just have it in front of my face or just leave it where it is. Going to Sioux Falls someday to check that out. Because this setup makes me sound different because I moved the Blue Yeti around, so different segments sound differently. I hope you're all still listening, but I know you probably enjoyed my co-host there, but he had to bail. So I'm your trusty podcast host for the rest of the podcast. There was one, because Wisconsin and Minnesota are big hunting states. There was a deer that I saw over the news that had over 20-some points that was bagged. It looked kind of freaky. It looked like he's been in a fight and tore off another rack and stuck. I hate putting that news sounder on every story break, but this is a new topic, if you can't tell. But bipolar does strange things to your brain. And I've been treating it for the past almost a year now. And it's when you have to go to the hospital, that's the bad part about it. It messes with your memory. Things you did, things you didn't do, you don't remember. Because I don't remember some things about it. But I do remember others. I know that I still wish I had my truck. But that was necessary. Someday again, I'll be as proud. Man, I was just beaming that day. Come pick up your new pickup. But it had to be returned. I was in in treatment. I wish I couldn't even hear the word bipolar at all, but so there's going to be spaces in between these stories. I don't care to edit 15 hours on a half hour show, especially one that I don't have a lot of listeners, or a lot of listeners that tell me anything. Most I've heard about this show is from word of mouth. So maybe you might tell them to check this out. You should see how I got my mic set up now. It's very, not very user friendly, I can tell you that much. I'm going to Sioux Falls to buy a boom mic holder so I can have my mic right away or push it away. But this desk I got, well, kind of with two drawers, and it helps a little bit. I put the connector for the pop filter in the drawer and shut it. It's hooked up to a Tomahawk that my dad picked up somewhere, probably a wall drug. It gives somebody a headache someday if they try to burglarize this place. This second, I just wanted to talk. While I was gone, I forgot a lot of the websites I used to go to entertain and whatever. Maybe I'll try this again someday. I have one friend who, Bill, who made a donation to this program, and that was very thoughtful. And no, that wasn't a sound effect for the podcast. I'm having some technical difficulties. The levels read really hot. My levels should be the same, but for some reason. But glad you decided to join this podcast. Have a drink or a smoke if you do. But Mark Maron, what a character. See, I was trying to laugh at his show, but he's got the bigger crowds and the bigger listenership. In fact, I don't even know if no one hears this. Let's try an internet test. How many of you listen to this show? Put a yes or no answer on my Facebook. I just wanted to talk. No, not as depressed as Mark Maron sounds on the radio. Then he gets the president, too, to come to the garage. Famous garage. The president would have had at least a couch to sit on right by the recording booth. Yeah, it would have been fun to interview the president. And interviewing the forthcoming one. I hear he listens to the show, too. Donald Trump, yeah. When would I ever get a star on this show? Somebody who likes podcasting, I suppose. I do have a note for Aisha Tyler for that Archer show. They dress you up pretty well. We could chat Archer. Yeah, that's that would be one big treat. Just letting the audio run. Maybe someday I'll get a female producer and can help me with things like Mark Maron. He's got a bunch of people helping him make his little movie shorts on his podcast. But I have a face for radio, so I don't know if I'd ever do that. I would entertain taking calls, but I'm not really set up for that. I was going to do the speakerphone bit, but if I have a second person here, I want them here on the couch. Yes, I'd look. Jennifer Aniston right here. Who else would? Well, that's another story. Another podcast. I think something's gone wrong with my system here. It's supposed to read green. Oh, another technical glitch. Please hold on. I think I'm gonna have to go into engineering mode and figure this baby out, because I've never had this problem before with Audacity. But we'll see what happens. Thank you for listening, whether you listen by car, office, home, laptop, desktop, iPad, pod, or phone. However you listen, thanks. And also remember there's a donation button on my website. If you care to make a financial donation to the podcast, it'd be really nice. But I'm going to still keep going here. It's fun. Hell, it's funner than a real job. But you all have a good day. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, folks.